time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We in here, crystal clear, all in your ear. Yeah. What up, Muhammad?
Ah, man, shit, it's all good. You know, I'm over here catching some gray hairs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get through life. That's all.
Stressing? What's going on?
Not stressing, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, labor, this Black Fathers. It was prime weekend for my daughter, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a sign that your daughter getting grown and shit. Another motherfucker come pick her up and take her off into the world, you know what I mean?
Hilarious. Hey, that shit is rehearsal.
Hey, man, anyone's supposed to come up this fast, you know what I'm saying?
You hit him with the Mike Lowry? Hit him with the Mike Lowry?
I mean, you try to do your best Black father, you know what I'm saying? Pressure, you know what I'm saying? Show the nigga no love, you know what I'm saying? Dude,
hilarious,
you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the kid is a cool kid, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nice. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I was play my part as a father, but I, in my real heart of hearts, I can't really hate on the nigga because the nigga, all right.
All right, that's what's up. So, that's what's up. Reluctant props. So there you go.
We did the send off. She had her dress and had got her makeup done that she did herself. It came out good. Had her hair done. Mm-hmm. They had a little matching outfits, black dress, black suit. You know what I'm saying? His mama came over. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was all that. You know?
Okay. They are they an item or are they just going to the prom together?
Nah, they've been dating. They've been
an item
for quite some time now.
Okay, so, all right. This is your first time meeting them or you met them?
Nah, I've met them. I've met them a few times. I always, you know, give them the Black Father shoulder, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He really do his best and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make sure he come, shake your hand and speak and not just pull up and blow the horn and shit, you know?
Right.
You know, again, but then he's like a good kid. A nigga work at the ice cream parlor, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It's wholesome. You know they going sprinkles.
It's hard to be, you know what I mean? Hard to be mad at the nigga, but you still got to play your part. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, hold on now, nigga. Don't get too comfortable, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all both playing your part. Right. You playing the good guy. You playing the tough guy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in this bitch role playing. But it sounds good. That's a testament to your teachings and your daughter's, you know what I mean, discernment. Sound like. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Knucklehead, you know, ass niggas.
I mean, there's been some knuckleheads around there. But she off of that, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like I say, he's a good kid, and they had a good time, and there ain't a whole lot I could say on that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Let me ask you this: did I know you said his mom's came through, but did he have like, what was the vehicle that y'all was going? They were going back and forth to the prom. Is that still a thing? Like, did they rent something?
Not in their world. Nah, he drove his mom's car.
Okay, yeah, all right.
They, you know what I'm saying?
Something nice.
Nah, it was regular car. You know what I'm saying? It's a new model car, so it wasn't.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
But they wanted no Rolls Royce or no bullshit like that.
Okay, all right. You know, I was curious.
They got to the prom. They had transportation.
Yeah, I never went to the prom. You went to the prom?
Not really. I mean, I went to my junior and senior prom, but I ain't take no date. Nigga just mobbed out there and showed up and then went to the after parties and then, you know what I'm saying, to the after party and you know what I mean? So it wasn't like I never did it as a ritual of high school.
Courtship.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
Gotcha.
I was just outside just doing wild shit.
I hear that.
But yeah, so they doing it their way, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't mad at them, you know what I'm saying? It's just when you raise, so you raise your kids up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, your baby, and she's mm-hmm. a girl. Yeah. And, you know, these little slick jokers come around thinking they getting over on you and shit. Right. it's tough to reconcile, you know what I mean, to just let it be. You know what I'm saying? You want to win. Well, you want to let your presence be known. You want to, you know, let motherfuckers, you know, stand your ground. All that right. shit. When really, life just going on, dog. And you playing your part, and you're gonna get pushed out the way if you don't step out the way.
Damn.
It just ain't that time yet.
Some real National Geographic of it all. Just the reality of the wild.
The wild is a motherfucker, you know?
As the lion gets old, you know? You got to find a place to just to retreat and just live. You know what I mean? Die in peace or be prey.
Just die in the savannah.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere nice in the shade. Oh damn. Man, yeah, ain't that a bit? That's life. That's the wild part of this whole shit, man. Whoo! But at least these are moments, though, man. You know what I mean? Nice little. These are moments. Did you? I mean, I know you was on your, you know what I mean, stoic Joe. So you know, did you get any like footage or anything, or that would belie your disposition?
I posted some on the stories. I'm gonna make a post. Okay. Probably tomorrow.
Got you. Okay. No video, any video and all
nah,
that?
Nah, you know, can't do both. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. I don't think it was a whole video lot of situation. Video scenario, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Mostly so. My wife and her friends. Uh-huh. And then his mom came. And mm-hmm. then, you know, he came uh-huh. and my daughter. And just me. Mm-hmm. I'm the only dude there. Besides him.
So you really got to hold it down. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Black Fathers.
There it is. This was brought to you by the Mahogany Division of Hallmark. Black Fathers. sheesh.
Yeah.
What's going on with What's me, going man? On with you? Man, I'm chilling, dog. I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Black and barren. You know what I'm saying? No kids. No, I'm joking. Just a nigga out here, no children. Just, you know what I mean? Just living the life. Single man. You know what I mean? In the world, doing shows. I was, where was I at? Had a few shows this weekend. I was downtown at this, I did another shtick a pole, which is, I've talked about that before, the comedy and pole dancing show where it's like comedian, pole dancer. They had, you know, you call them pole dancers.
You was pole dancing?
No, come on now. Not at all. First of all.
So you're doing comedy around some people that's doing pole dancing?
We share the stage, not at the same time. So like a comic could go up. And then a pole dancer go up. You know what I'm saying? And then a comic could
niggas,
come up.
I thought niggas be spending at the top talking about coming to the stage.
Nah, come on now. Dead ass, nah. One, no. And then two, nigga, I ain't even got the core strength for that shit. Nigga, even if I wanted to, nigga, I couldn't. Fuck that, nigga. I had to just. And it was funny because it was like, I think it's like, you know, how pole dancing is over the last quite a few years has become like, you know, it's a area of recreation, you know what I'm right. saying? For like, it ain't about the hustle, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying pole dancing, because you can't slip up and say stripper. You know what I mean? Because that's a different sector of it all, right? But anyway, so since pole dancing becomes such a recreational thing, just like comedy, you'll see all levels. You know what I'm saying? So it was like the first, I don't want to say too much because I don't know, maybe they ain't listening. You know what I mean? But one of the dancers went up and it seemed like this might have been her first time. You know what I'm saying? Like she was just, her shit was real modified. You know what I mean? Like just for lack of a better word, she'd do a little bit. But it was a lot of off the pole shit too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even, I can, like, whereas some of these other dancers, they was doing, you know, some old aerialist acrobatic shit, you know what I mean? All of the, I don't know the names for these moves, but all pole related situations. Shorty would do what she could, but then when she couldn't, she'd just stand by the pole and, you know, hit a two step, you know what I'm saying? Like, to just kind of, you know, mix it all together. You know, it was more like a pole dancing, regular two-step collage. You know what I'm saying? That was her take on it. But every time we do these shows, there's always a theme, and like there's an artist that is the artist for the night. So this night it was Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? And it was interesting because, you know, obviously Kendrick's been having a banner year and a half now. Where it's like, or banner year in a couple months. And it's almost to the point where, like, if you're not careful, you could really think Kendrick make that type of music. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that they ain't, he don't got some records, but it ain't what, you know what I mean? I wouldn't go to my Kendrick crate if it was my first night DJing at fucking Magic City. You know what I'm saying? I might have two or three in the Serato. You know what I mean? But some of that shit ain't four. And it was just, I talk about, but some of that shit, it makes you realize the yin and yang of that whole Drake Kendrick battle. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Aubrey got him. You know what I mean? Even in that last, that Give Me a Hug record, he was like, with that they're going to have you on the pole, on the stage, twerking with a dictionary. You know what I mean? So it's just like, petty nigga. That lyric hit, though. I was like, yes, that's true as fuck. So I did the sticker pole at a joint on Friday. Then I went out to New Haven, did a show called Read the Room. It was like their 1 year anniversary. They had been doing it for a little while, but this was their 1 year anniversary. They've been doing it for 3 years, but it is like off and on. And this was like the first year all the way through, cause they had to move locations or whatever, the bookstore or whatever. So there was a fire ass bookstore that felt black owned, but wasn't. But you know, like the owner, she's an ally. You know what I mean? Like, I said, she get a Purple Heart for being an ally, because this shit felt black as fuck, to the point to where there was like a little plant above the little stage area where they done repurposed an old Glory collard greens can and made that shit into like a pot for whatever little flower was there. I was like, oh, this shit is well cured. This shit looked like black market vintage. You know what I'm saying? But like by a white woman. Yeah, man. But yeah, nah, this shit was cool, man. Shout out to my man Sean. There it is. That's his name. Damn, I keep with my man Sean though. That was his joint. The sticker pole, that's Dan Goodman and what's Joanne's name? But that's Dan and Joanne and Sean. I'm giving everybody first names right now because I don't put dead air. You know what I mean? Shout out, salute to y'all. And then Sunday, you know, went to a young baby shower. You know what I'm saying? You know, friend of the peoples. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I was supposed to make that. I missed my flight.
Yeah, man. It was a vibe. Like I said, it was a nice little vibe. It was cool. It was in line with the personalities of the, you know what I mean, of the hosts and shit like that. So it was a vibe. Like I said, and I think when you was talking about it, I haven't been to a baby shower probably since one of your baby showers, which is a long time, based on this prom situation, is a long time ago.
At least 17 years ago.
at least. So it was a wild thing. I didn't know what to expect, you know what I mean? And then it was fine. It was a good time. I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. You know what I mean? Shout out to the parents to be. Got another one coming up next week. So back to back, but you know, week to week baby showers. This is interesting. So that should be cool. And yeah, it's good. It's good to go to, you know what? it's a good balance of life. Because I've been to a few funerals. You know what I'm saying? So it's like baby showers. It's like, you know what I mean? It cuts the grief. The grief of it all is this, cut that grief with some positivity, some upliftment. So I did that. And beyond that, man, just chilling, man, having a good, you know, just getting ready for this this summer season. You know, the spring is really starting to show its colors. Like, it feels like Mother Nature might not be so bipolar or indecisive. Like, it feel like she, like, fully, like, you know what I mean, switching it up on you. Because it was a nice day today. Nice day. You know, it was a little crisp on, it was a nice day yesterday. It wasn't even a bad crisp. It was just windy as fuck on Sunday. But, like, starting to see it. So I'm like, I'm trying to be on top of the summer activities. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything super planned outside of, you know, shows and such, but like, I want to get some things done. So I'm about to map some shit out. You know what I mean? Like, to really get a handle on this season. You know, this the time right around now to, you know, if you need to get some white tees just to have them, get them shits now, because in a minute they're going to be all the way gone. You know what I mean? They're going to be gone. I did a little bit of shopping, just a little bit.
What you looking for when you going to the, do this?
That's the thing. This is the thing. So this was my thing. I was like, you know, I always feel like I've been wearing the same shit since probably 9th grade or something like that, if I'm thinking about it. Just, you know, I used to joke that I'll go shop and buy a shirt and bring the shirt back to the closet, and the shirt in my closet, like, cousin, you know what I mean? Because them niggas they related. They look just like each other. This nigga is gray and blue. This motherfucker blue and gray. The same type of, so it's certain shit that I think it's just force of habit and comfort that I will kind of like be drawn to. So I was trying to, like, open my aperture a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, I've been trying to do a little bit more of that. And
I'm saying, what are you seeing? Like, what's the style
I'm telling you. Okay, so this is what I've noticed. A couple things I noticed. So I'll tell you a couple things that I noticed. So, like I said, there's certain things that I always go to. Like, I love this certain shit. I've gotten off my plaid wave a few years ago, but I used to love plaid because it gives you so many different colors, so there's options and whatever. It just kind of play cool. I love a good rugby, you know what I mean? But I'm kind of like, let me chill. Like for instance, even in that, like if I'm going to a place, like there's certain brands that I'm fucking with. Like if I'm going to an outlet, I'm gonna go to Polo. You know what I'm saying? Ralph, just to see whatever the fuck. So anyway, try to just open it up to what I'm looking at. And it's still kind of, it's still tough because I'm like, let me look at, I found myself trying shit on a little bit, trying a little few things on that I might not have tried on. So I copped like a nice little linen shirt. You know what I'm saying? Cool little linen joint. I felt cool about that. I ain't
dressy,
had a linen
piece. A dressy linen?
Not a dressy, like a casual linen. Like a casual linen, but nice. Nice, cool color. You know what I mean? Not a dressy linen. Not a dressy linen, but like a cool little piece. And then I got a sweater because it was kind of, I guess, end of the season, but it was a cool little sweater. You know what I mean? I don't always wear many sweaters, but it was a nice little sweater. And then I had two rugbies that were kind of like my standby shits, and I didn't even get them. I said, fuck it, let me chill. I'm not going to get them. Let me just get with this. Let me try some shit, and I'm gonna try to look at, you know, see what it is. But I'll tell you this, one thing that I've been on recently. I might have said this before, but most people are selling the same shit. Most of these designers are selling similar silhouettes. It's just in different tiers. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to fucking Gucci, they got similar things that Polo might have, but it's Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Or Loewe, like it's different. It's like, but it's similar. They got their polos. They got their little fleece. They got their fucking jackets. They got their, you know what I mean? Like it's all, it's a lot of the same cuts. This is the other thing that I've been mindful about over the last year, maybe 2 years. You know, we talked about fast fashion or whatever. I'm trying not to really rock with shit that got like polyester. I'm trying to keep it all real materials. You know what I'm saying? Cotton, you know what I mean? Like just keep it all the way 100, which is hard. Organic, which is hard to do, but it's hard.
You ain't into the goddamn Star Trek outfits, huh? Stretchy uniforms and shit, polyesters and.
Nah, I'm not. I mean, I've got plenty of polyester over the years. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as more and more, you know, you hear that shit could give you cancer. And a lot of that shit just don't really age well. You know what I mean? It don't survive the cleanings. You know what I mean? Start to, you know, sometimes that shit that yester, that shit could get you, that shit start to look like yesteryear because it get that little sheen on it. You know what I mean? Not Chinese sheen, but that oil sheen where it look like, it start to look a little shiny when it's on its way to be a threadbare where like some cotton will live a little bit. Like this is the goal. I'm trying to just get like pieces. You know what I mean? Like the summer, like, you know, we've had this conversation on this pod, but you know, summertime is a fast fashion season. I think it's probably peak fast fashion because you want to be crisp. Sun is shining, everybody out, you in the streets. You want your shit to look new. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just consuming and copping just because it's crisp, but it don't really last. And then you look to that shit the next year and it's misshapen or it's shrunk or, you know what I mean? Or the trend, it was a trend piece and shape, it was gone.
You know, silhouette ain't the silhouette no more.
Silhouette ain't, you know what I mean? Like, I saw this, with real last, I saw this fire jacket at Gucci. It was like a track jacket or something. It was fire though. The shit was fly. You know what I mean? That shit was like 50% polyester. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, but I guess that's just what it is. But you know what I mean? And then I remember, go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then I had a friend of mine who she works in fashion, right? And she was saying, you know, like on the sales side, she was like, you know, a lot of this, these high-end shit, they selling you the same fast fashion, but they're getting off with it because it's the you know, the label of it all. Mm-hmm. So, but that shit is just as trash as some of this other shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah. But the thing is, it wasn't like obnoxious Gucci. It was just like some fly shit, like you peep it, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It was fly shit, but it was still like, damn, that shit's 50% yester. So I ain't get it, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was fly, but I was like, let me chill. Let me just try to be more curated. And the other last thing is, I think that I'm trying to, because I went in there, like, I ain't really have no real plan other than I know I needed, like, some shirts. So if we're going to be broad, some tops. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I needed some shit. I got a cool, you know, like, I was just like, what could play with this? You know, but I'm trying to start being in the way of where I could kind of, it reminds me of, like, grocery shopping. You know, there was a point to when, like, I was just buying shit just to eat. You know what I mean? And then I get home and I got all these bags of groceries, but I don't even got enough to really, I don't have shit that makes a meal that makes sense. Right. I just got a bunch of shit that I like. Right. You know what I mean? Now, when I go, I kind of, you know what I mean? I know what's in my refrigerator. I know what's in the pantry. I know I could say, oh, all right, I got noodles at the house. Let me grab some of this. I can mix this with that. I'm trying to start doing that with my closet. Like, oh, I got a pair of pants that'll play with this. And you know what I mean? Start to build some shit. You know, like really build some shit.
But it's tough, man. It's tough to build a summer thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, because a lot of the trend stuff play out so fast on the summer tip. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are you putting together to make it work? You know what I'm saying? And then you have to start looking at things beyond the t-shirts, beyond the, you know what I mean? Beyond just the, your normal typical stuff, joggers and shit. Cause that's why I'm at. I had bought me some new joggers and shit like that. A couple, you know, some t-shirts and blah blah blah. We officially out of the crew neck season, so I can't play them no more. You know what I mean? So you had to figure out, all right, how I'm gonna play this to where it's not just all casual shit per se. You know what I'm saying? Because you might need to go somewhere, but it's summer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, man, you know, I can't put on the white tee and I can't put on the joggers. So now what? You know what I'm saying? Jeans be so fickle nowadays because, you know, in some places you go, you need the wide leg jeans. Some places you go, you know what I mean? It's jeans is all the way out of style. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, like a regular jean is a dad jean. So you got to figure, all right, so what type of pants, shirts that's gonna go with this shit other than the t-shirts and just the joggers and shit like that. So it's always tough because I don't be thinking about that shit. And you know what I'm saying, you got enough layers to just build on for the fall and for the, you know, the winter and the spring. It's just summer. You gotta come out fresh, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, to that point, like you said, it's, you know, you got so many layers. You could put something together. It's like a gumbo. It's like back to homegirl on that pole. She might not have all of the pole theatrics, but she hit you with a two-step and a shimmy. You know what I'm saying? It'll make you feel like, okay, that was a performance. You know what I'm saying? When it's summertime, it's just typically, since it's so hot, it's, you know what I mean? Top, bottom, and kicks or whatever the fuck. It's real distilled. You know what I'm saying? And that shit need to speak. But honestly, the more you like that, I guess the more you live this shit, live life and whatever, and you just look back on style in general, you see how certain shit cycles around, and then you also see like certain shit that's just standard classic things. Mm-hmm. Like back to the whole pieces of it all, when you know, certain pieces, them shits is never gonna go out of style. You know, and like you look at a movie from the 70s and a movie from the 90s and a movie from the 2020s, there's still a through line. You know what I mean? Like with some real basic cool shit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, that worked in every era. You know what I mean? That worked in every era.
Sure. Yeah, I got to figure it out for this summer though. Because again, you got some parts of it covered, but then you like, all right, I'm going to go here. And then you in a space like, nah, that shit ain't gonna work. I need a real outfit for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what is that now? What is that? Mm. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
you gotta go to your inspirations and your muses and shit. Cause, you know, if you stuck with just going to the store, you got out here, you probably got about 2 malls, you know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. got some shops here and there, but you know what I'm saying? It's usually the shit that everybody else got, you know what I mean? Whatever you buy, everybody done seen that shit because everybody been to that same mall.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your thoughts on, I'm sure we talked about it, but where you stand on vintage shopping?
I don't have the patience. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't tripping on it. You know what I'm saying? But to go to a vintage place, nigga, I don't have the patience or the wherewithal. I get too dizzy in that motherfucker. I can't do it. We went, a friend of mine, a stylist friend, had a trunk sale or whatever, getting rid of some of the stuff she had in her collection. And it's just so overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? It's hard because, you know, with vintage, you got to fucking be able to visualize how you going to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And out of all the shit, though, I did pick up a jacket. And like, oh, this bitch hard. But obviously, can't do nothing with it in the summer. You know what I mean? Shit was, Yeah, it's a heavy joint. I only got to rock it probably about twice this year because I need other shit to go up with it. You know what I'm saying? I got to, you know, put the shit alongside of it that work with it. It's not just the type of jack you just throw above or anything. It's very, very specific. So.
Right.
You got to take time to build on that motherfucker. So next fall, like winter, it'll be, I have all of the right shit to go with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Right. I get it.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's different. It's different. To your point, I don't have the vision or the patience. It just feel like I'm going through somebody else's junk. You know what I mean? Some places are more curated than others. Some places really do feel like you just tearing through somebody's just, you know what I mean? Like their little pile of shit. You know what I'm saying? That everybody got. Everybody got their own pile of shit. The little in-between pile where it's like, all right, we got a couple wears before I have to throw that shit in the laundry. But as they say, it's delegated to the chair. It just feels like it's just a lot of sorting and trying to figure it out. And then I still can't get the, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, sometimes it's still somebody else's balls was all in these pants and shit. I don't know. I like to put my, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I like to be the first balls in my pants.
You don't want no farted out jeans.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Exactly. You're like, oh, hell no. Nah. This shit's the underarms, is, you know, them shit's just looking a little weird. But there are people that find them shits, the people that seem like they come up. And then it's like, you know, maybe I feel like thrifting, it's always been around, but, and maybe I'm bugging. Maybe I'm just paying attention to it more, but it just feels like over the last few years, it's definitely been, there's an upswing in it. So I think that the thrift market, that shit be looking like the regular market. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't be priced thrift-like. That shit priced like, this don't even be priced like an outlet. This shit priced like regular retail, and the shit got all types of wrinkles and scuffs in it, and you like, wait, how does this get out of here? So, salute to those people that got that eye. Yeah, that know how to make it happen.
You got a vision to thrift.
Vision, you know, yes, sir.
You got to know what works and what's going to work, and when you see it, grab it, you know?
Right. Yep. Yeah, and trust
vintage is not for the faint at heart. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it's for people who can think that shit through. They understand where shit been, where it's going, and how to fall somewhere in between in a timeless manner. Or it becomes a fun fucking costume. You know what I'm saying? And nobody wants to, you know, feel like they got on a costume.
Yeah, nobody wants to feel like they got on a cop. But I do think that there's a part of going from feeling like it's a costume to making it your own. Mm-hmm. Because that's the process of breaking out of your comfort zone, right? Because anything, like if a firefighter had to wear a police officer's uniform, he'd be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Because he ain't a police officer. So it's like I remember you were talking about how you kind of transitioned and like you started, once you got some suits made, you felt like, yo, this is now, it's an option. And it's kind of, you know what I mean? You've gotten acclimated to the suit life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for cats that don't wear suits like that, it might feel uncomfortable, you know, those first few wears until it kind of, it just is who they are, you know? So I think there's a part of, you know, like trusting the shift, you know what I'm saying? Like just weathering the storm of it all, you know?
Well, Yeah, I'm gonna do me a little something, see what I can come up with before it get all the way too hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Run out. Definitely gotta get more tops. So before I run out of shit to do, I gotta go do something.
tops, just sound mad funny. tops. It just sound like, yeah, man. Oh shit. What was I gonna say? Let me switch this up. I had another question. Actually, fuck it. I don't know if this is a vulnerable for me. This feels weird, but it is what it is. And it's the second, because I just heard somebody bring something similar up that brought me to this. I remember when I was hosting Comedy Knockout, and the stylist, she was trying to put together the wardrobe, and she was like, "Whose style do you like?" You know what I mean? And I was like, "I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know." Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like point to nobody. I know people throw some shit on, but I'm not like, you know, like I can't always isolate it, right? So then I was just listening to a podcast, and the woman asked the guest, she was like, "If you could swap wardrobes with anybody, who would it be?" And again, like, I don't know if I pay attention too much like that. To people like that, you know what I mean? I know people that throw shit on, but I know people that are, and then I know people that are known for style, and it's just like, I know I probably couldn't pull that off. Back to the whole costume of it all, some people, like, they kind of, they take it to another level, and I'm like, I don't know if that would be for me. But if you could switch wardrobes with somebody, who would it be?
Well, I don't know the nigga name. But
okay.
When I was going through getting the suits made, you know what I'm saying? Fabrics and colors and shit like that. Just a whole shift in how I'm going to do this shit. It's one guy, and I was trying to find his name because I felt you about to ask me first. I knew you weren't going to do yours first.
Because I don't have no answer. I'm just going to let you know now. So this is all you.
This is a Japanese guy. And he'd be on the Satori list, and you know, the little street photography cat. But he's big time now. He'd be all over the world with it. And it's a Japanese guy that always wear navy blue. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's his go to shit.
His everything's go-to blue. Is navy blue. Like, he'll have all different shit, but it's all navy. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
And
older guy, young dude.
Yeah, older guy. That shit looked hard, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo, that navy looked hard, you know? So I fucks with navy, you know what I'm saying? I had to kind of rejigger. I had to redo my life just to wear navy because, you know what I'm saying, my skin get dry, you know what I'm saying? And then that shit will show up all over your shit.
You mean like peeling? Oh, I thought you meant like washed out.
Like my beard might flake. My hair might start off good, and then by the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I got you.
I had to work on that shit. I had to figure how to keep that shit from doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was interviewing somebody. Shout out to Melissa, but. I was interviewing when I was doing Dear Black Man, you know what I'm saying? And then it was kind of like, in a black man, you know what I'm saying, what's some of the things that you like, you know what I'm saying, from your experiences and shit? And then she was like, I like a man who could wear black, you know what I'm saying, because you can't have no discrepancies with black, you know what I'm saying? You can't have no flakes or no nothing, you know what I'm saying? You got to be on point. And then I thought about that shit. I'm like, man, I need to get my shit together because I cannot wear no black right now, for sure. Not for her. I'm just saying in general. It just sparked something in my own mind. So I was like, man, let me go figure out how to treat this fucking scalp, and you know what I'm saying, how to work with it. It took a while, you know what I'm saying, and I could do it now. But my man, he had on that navy, all kinds of navy suits, but mostly kind of casual, dressy casual. He just do the shit up like a nigga with style. And it's always navy blue. And he an older gentleman, you know what I'm saying, that always look cool in that shit. And so, and then, you know, so if I'm going to switch with somebody, I mean, he probably won't mind, but I would take his.
Like, all right, that's what's up. Yeah, I can't think of nobody in particular. Like, I'd have to really do some research. There's people that be putting shit on, but I can't, you know, like, I just, like, I see an outfit, I'd be like, oh, that shit hard, but I can't think of anybody in particular in this moment.
Nah, I mean, I looked it up. I'm looking through his shit. Oh, this nigga right here. Let me see, what's his name? Let me see what his, oh, nah, they don't say his name. God damn, oh, yeah, hold on. I'm about to tell y'all right now what this nigga name is. His nigga name is Mr. Noboru Kakuta. Noboru Kakuta. Mr. Noboru Kakuta.
Wait, Noboru Kakuta?
Kakuta. That's two different words.
Okay.
So, you put his name and put Navy, you'll see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga always be having on some slick shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I could look at that shit and be like, yeah. I could call him out and say I like his style. You know what I'm saying? It's other people, but his shit most, like, I'm framing my shit up mostly off of that nigga style.
Okay.
And I obviously haven't mastered it yet, but I'm gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? By the time I'm an OG like that,
yeah, right. Yeah, that's have to figure it out.
Yeah, that nigga, Mr. Muhammad nigga, he be yeah.
He always wear all gray. He always wear such and such. Yeah, nah, right. I see this nigga. Yeah, hard. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, he. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like how he do that shit.
Right.
So, you know, I'm interested in the Japanese shit. I've never been to Japan, none of that shit. Yeah. I ain't never really been nowhere for real. I'm just looking at my influences through pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably got to get out more.
Yeah. What was the last place you've been to that influenced something in you that altered how you looked at the world?
I mean, shit, in New York. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nowhere like New York for real, because you just get so much incoming, so much stuff coming at you all day long. You know what I'm saying? You can't really get away from it for real. If you go outside, it's going to be 6-7 different styles all walking to the train together. You know what I'm saying? Differently. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Separately. Walking to the train with everybody in a whole different style. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. And you get on the train and you see somebody, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, it's just you encounter so many people that, you know, it's hard not to see something that's like, oh, shit, that's cool. You know? A lot of times mm-hmm. you're in other cities and everybody driving and shit, you don't get to really see everybody. You don't really get to see a lot of people as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where New York has that edge on inspiration, because so many pockets of things going on that you're bumping up against, and so many different classes all together, because geography is so small. You know what I'm saying? You're on the train with all kinds of people at once. You know what I'm saying? You're on the train, you start off in Brooklyn, you end up, you know, in Lower Manhattan. By the time you get to Lower Manhattan, 5-6 different kinds of classes start getting on the train by the time you get to Broadway Junction. You know what I'm saying? Not Broadway mm-hmm. Junction, but the Fulton Street or some shit like that. World Trade mm-hmm. Center. By the time you get there, there's a whole new set of people. Then that started in Bed-Stuy with you. And when you got on in Bed-Stuy, all of the Brownsville and the, you know what I'm saying, Far Rockaway people are already on the train. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a culmination of so many things that is easy for inspiration, especially when you're looking for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the last place that felt like that. I mean, New York definitely on some style shit, but like just travel wise and not even for style. But I do remember going to Atlanta for college, right? Mm-hmm. Like I used to go to Atlanta for the summers as a kid many times and all of that. But like going to Atlanta for college and being at a HBCU and meeting black people from all types of backgrounds, mm-hmm. like wealthy, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like just from the West Coast, from Midwest, you know what I mean? From the South, like, but just like, just the spectrum of, you know, like background, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, and just not even just the students, but like in Atlanta itself, like seeing so many black people in different positions that I never really seen like that, not in that abundance, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is just kind of like it opened up the like the realm of possibility. I remembered that shit. It felt like it felt super empowering, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, like I got it on a certain level, but then I got it on a different level. I used to get it like when I go down there, it was always fun, but I was going down there seeing family and I was just like, you know, just around my family's, like in that neighborhood and, you know, kids and we just kicking it. But like, just to like explore that city and see so much and like just have conversations with various people and like just, you know, and this was before the internet really popped off. So like just being exposed to various regional shit, you know, like it was just like, oh, wow. You know, like yeah. this was deep.
Yeah, I have, like you said, man. I haven't been too many places in a way to take time to do that. You know what I'm saying? Most places I've been, I've been because I worked. You know what I'm saying? So you go there, you're on a mission, doing something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not, oh, let me just go take it in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. is probably what niggas should do now. Take that shit in at this point. You know?
Right. Right. I'll add to that list just honorable mention. I'll say California, both sides, definitely LA. And then I was gonna say Paris, but a little bit. I liked it. I just like what I liked about those places, particularly in their own way. Like how you saying, like just taking some time to like chill, like because a lot of places you're going just for work. So you're kind of in that work loop and, you know, doing what you got to do work related, you know, maybe do a dinner and then to the hotel or whatever, right? And it might not be much leisure. But when I did kind of take it upon myself to like just explore these places in a leisurely fashion, I just seen how their leisure is different, you know? Like, you know, like it's a, you know what I mean? It's a different vibe. It's like, I'd even add Jamaica to that. Like, there's certain Jamaica places where you could, you could just feel, like, I guess in New York, you know, it's so much hustle and bustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers, like, even today when I was shopping, obviously I had to get back to do the pod, but I gave myself plenty of time to explore and, you know, and I had to kind of check myself, like, nigga, slow down. You know what I mean? Like, look, you ain't gotta rush through this shit, but it's just something that's just ingrained where you just kind of moving and you speeding. Mm-hmm. And I remember clearly, in Paris where it's like I was out at a coffee shop and I even said part of the reason I wanted to go there was because somebody had told me, but I was like, when I go out there, I want to sit, I want to have some coffee or whatever, and I want to write. I want to chill. I just want to write and kick it. You know what I mean? Just write for a while. Sit at the table and write. And that was my intention, but I still had that New York in me where he's like, oh, shit, the waitress, you know what I mean? She walked past the server, you know, walked past a couple times. And in my mind, I'm like, damn, I guess I got to get up, get the fuck out of here. I guess, you know, they need the table. You know, that's what I'm programmed to think. And she had to be like, yo, you good. You know what I mean? Like, shit. Relax. You chill. Like, she could feel that shit. Like, yeah.
The word leisure is come from France. You know what I'm saying? It's based off French.
That's yes, they do that from. Shit.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do that shit. Yeah.
Al fresco, yeah. Goddamn it.
That's what it is. That's the.
I mean, yeah. It's not French, but it's that's the art of just eating outside. You know what I'm saying? Under the sky, under the sun. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get them cafes, sidewalk cafes, just chilling. You know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
I ain't even never been. I've been to Italy though, where that shit. Mm-hmm. Where they do that shit too. But
yeah,
I gotta get out more. That's all.
Yeah, well, you got it. You got the time. You got the. You know what I mean? It's here. It's the world is here for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As long as, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, hopefully,
as long as you live.
This should be so. Yeah, this shit. Now I was just talking about how it should be politically. You know what I mean? Who knows? Niggas start pulling the gates down all across the world. Like, nah, nigga, we ain't fucking with y'all. But you know what I'm saying, for right now, you still do it. That'd be crazy as shit. I don't know if you've seen this. I would imagine you probably seen it. The internet's been spinning around. But this whole thing, 100 dudes versus one gorilla.
Yeah.
Who would win? You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts?
First of all, out of 100 dudes, no weapons included.
No weapons, just hands.
How many of those 100 humans can even fight another human?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers can't fight to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Right. One, let alone somebody, an animal with strength that ain't limited to, like, what the human strength is limited to. You know what I mean? So, I mean, what you gonna do? Punch a nigga in the head? Shit, by the time you get close enough to punch, shit, nigga, you putting them big shark teeth through a nigga, them strong ass. Man, ain't nobody fuck with no gorilla. Now, you know, if you get 100 skilled fighters, you know what they doing. Mm-hmm. You know, my homeboy, he had a theory on it. Well, I just run him to die, run him till he tied, and then we'll beat him. But man, we ain't you talking all these strategies and shit.
And who running a gorilla to they tie? Like, most humans, like, gorillas still, you know, I guess they ain't got a, you know, like, animal stamina versus human stamina, especially domesticated human. You know what I mean? Who's door dashing and Uber Eatsing and driving in the car. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about now, in my life right now, if I had to sprint for 2 blocks, like, if my life depended on it, shit, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. It might be.
And see, the point that they're trying to make is that gorilla fights usually don't last that long or whatever. But first of all, they fighting other strong-ass gorillas. First of all,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Not weak ass humans. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, most human fights only last 5-10 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Before somebody tap out, like, all right, shit, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You throw three, four punches, niggas is like, oh shit, do somebody gonna break this shit up? You know what I'm saying? Right. I know what's y'all see on? This shit.
Yeah, what's going on? It's abuse. Yeah, nah, it's true.
Hey, y'all ain't fucking with no goddamn animal, nigga. That's out here, life or death.
Right.
Silverback at that, man. Them niggas strong, man.
Strong as hell. And then this is the thing that I'm thinking is, like, you gotta have heart. You know what I mean? Like, especially whoever your front line is. You know, like, it can't be no reluctance in your aggression.
Right.
You have to go in there ready to live or die. Not even ready to live or die. Ready to live die. Or kill. Yeah, ready to die, but hopefully with the intent to kill, to destroy. You can't even see defeat. You shouldn't even entertain losing. Losing should surprise you. You can't. Look, I don't know 100 motherfuckers that's going to run up on a gorilla.
I don't care how prepared you are in your mind. You don't know what that strength feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Start slamming your ass like a rag doll. You don't know whatever you shit. As soon as one, two humans see that happen, boy, they like, well, shit.
You see somebody whole skull smatter, just all right. Splatter, just, yeah,
it's
man.
It's time to go. I think they were proving the point. We cannot right. do it.
See a gorilla rip your man face off and you next. You know, shit, fuck that. Yeah, it's crazy. That's yeah. craziness.
Yeah. I don't man. Know about that one. I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, the internet is spinning. The internet be spinning every day with some new shit. I don't know who came up with that damn supposition.
I don't know. That's a good one though. That's one of them good shits.
What would you do first?
What? Against the gorilla?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I ain't got no weapons.
Mm-mm. 100 of y'all, hands and feet.
It's 100 of us. Hands and feet. My thing is, I feel like we'd have to go as in unison as possible. We would have to try to overwhelm the gorilla. Because if you try to head up with the gorilla, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap. So, like, even if you coming in there, like, with your... I think what the other thing is, what you don't realize is how many of them punches a gorilla could probably eat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, you coming through... Yes, human ass. You know what I mean? You don't know what type gorilla jaw. This motherfucking shit, that you might shatter your whole fist. So, I think I'm kicking the motherfucking face. Either the face or the balls. I'm trying to go for
his face.
I don't know if I get all the way to it, but I'm trying. I'm aiming for the
balls.
And the
way they bent over, how you going to get to it? That's
his balls or kick him in the stomach? Either way, I feel like whatever you... The thing is, I think what's going to also fuck people up and fuck me up is if your first hit is effective, thinking what's the next hit? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, this shit really worked. Like, I feel like there's so much about mindset that has to happen, especially if you're in the front line. You know, especially if you're in the front line, it's like, it's almost like, and it's not even, this is just a couple cats, but it's almost like, if you doing the heavy lifting, you know, sometimes when you moving like a couch down some steps, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the cat that's on the decline, They really working. You know what I'm saying? Especially if their back is to the descent. You know what I'm saying? So now they gotta stabilize themselves. They got a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean? Whereas the cat in the back, they kind of just holding the shit steady. Right. They still work, but it's not the same type of thing.
Right.
So, you know, like what depending on what wave you in. If you in that front wave, you need to be all the way serious. You know what I mean? Cause also the cats in the waves behind you, they're like that's the kinetic energy. And back to if your whole skull just gets split, number 37, he just lost everything. Everything he all the heart he had is gone. This nigga won't go home. You know what I'm saying? He might run the other way. Whatever. So it is what it is. What would you do?
I wouldn't even be out there. I mean, y'all have a good time. Y'all have a good time, man. I see how y'all get back, man. Shit, good luck, players. I mean, fighting a gorilla, nigga. I mean, shit. I don't know what the fuck my first move going to be. Because front line, y'all getting mopped. You know what I'm saying? You got to let that front line get engaged and then, you know, throw some blows across the top. You know what I'm saying? On the second wave, and then, you know, we might have to have a wave campaign going on because, man, shit. Okay, by the third wave, we're going to just overwhelm them. But if you send too many niggas, ain't nobody going to get no blow.
Yeah.
So, it's a goddamn wild-ass supposition that will never happen. But
you know what, though? Well, I think it'll never happen, but, you know, at the same time, just because it done spun the internet a few times, I wouldn't be surprised if some motherfuckers go out there and try it. Not 100 deep, but just some old reckless motherfuckers that just, they just can't leave well enough alone. They can't leave the theory just in their head, and they're going to try. That's the thing about human stupidity. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, especially now that everybody out here for likes and content, we might fuck around and see a gorilla tragedy. We might really see what it is, just to let people know. Well, who knows? It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck, niggas.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Speaking of the internet and shit. How shit span. The song I produced with my cousin, DJ Chipman, Wu-Tang with it, is viral again. You know what I'm saying? We made it in 2007. And it did its thing. It's a Florida classic for sure. You know what I'm saying? But it did its thing on the internet too. You know what I'm saying? But it, when I think back, you know, this was like, YouTube wasn't 2 years old yet when Wu-Tang came out. So it wasn't a whole lot of stuff, no monetization and none of that shit. But it was just out there. But it lived, you know what I'm saying? But as you watch it, you can see how it's living in culture. And you know what I'm saying? It started off as a very black hood thing. You know what I'm saying? Then it came back a little later. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 2012 or something. Then it's more like a college thing because a lot of those kids grew up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, Vine comes. And then Instagram comes. And then, but now it's like TikTok. So I think it popped up maybe a couple years ago. A little brief flash. Somebody sent it to me yesterday, and apparently it's been going on for a few weeks that it's been trending, the Wu-Tang challenge. And
again,
that shit is bigger than it's ever been at this point. You know what I'm saying? It's touching way more audiences. It's all kinds of motherfuckers doing it. Obviously, it's a whole nother, it's a thing to it this time where the generation that started this particular challenge, they not even doing the dance. They just doing some old random shit. You know what I'm saying? And then then you got some people who know it from what it really is. Like, that ain't even what y'all doing. This is how it go. You know what I'm saying? It's like one video where there's a teacher. They in the high school gym, and it's crowded. And then they put on the song. And then the teacher go out there and do it the right way. And then her caption was like, you know what I'm saying? These kids are always playing with me. They don't even know how this shit go. And she went out there and killed it. All the kids going crazy. So watching it do what it do is a wild. It's wild. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a thing you just did, right? And no, you do it with intent to enter. For me, I do it with the intent to affect the black zeitgeist. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing, that I want to be able to make shit that enters the black culture and lives. You know what I'm saying? So it's doing that, and it's living in a whole nother kind of way. And now I had to figure out how we take it from here to add some residual income off that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a little, but I think it's a chance to do something big, you know what I mean? And because it's doing, and it's going, it's living, and it's like, it's almost crazy to look at, you know what I mean? It's like, damn,
right?
Look at this shit. This shit started with nothing, you know what I'm saying? Now everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are just on it. You go on TikTok, look up Wu-Tang Challenge or Wu-Tang with it or any of that shit, and you just Wu with W-O-O, Tang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I sent you some shit. Sent you some shit the other day.
Yeah.
I seen it. Yeah. Let me ask you this. So I know y'all came up with Chipman. I know that's like, it started in Florida, but like the dance itself, or is it just different iterations?
Because
the Philly thing, right? Or
I think it's Baltimore. They go back and forth whether who's the inventor of the Wu-Tang dance. Could be Baltimore. I wasn't in either place. And so how it came up for us, see, Chip do all the dance music down in Miami, right?
Right.
So you know, they was having a competition or whatever, and some guys had been to Baltimore and came mm-hmm. back with the Wu-Tang dance and killed everybody, right?
Okay.
And then so when Chip came to New York to record, he was telling me what he was trying to do. And then I was like I said, YouTube had just started. So I was just like, hold on, let me go on YouTube and see if somebody got some stuff up there. And then there definitely was some video of people doing the dance. And then you know, as him as a professional in the dance space, he identified this one chick that was killing that shit. I liked the chick that was coming out of Philly. The way she was doing it was a lot smoother. But this Baltimore chick, she was doing that shit hard. And so he identified that as like, that's how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? And so it's on. Like, they used to do the dance to different Baltimore songs. And then they had the song, You Can't Wu-Tang Better Than Me. You can't, you know, on the Baltimore Philly beat, you know what I'm saying? Club beat. You know what I'm saying? And in Miami, they wasn't on that beat per se. So what I did was I took that beat but added the Miami shit to it, you know what I'm saying, in a way that didn't feel like one way or the other. It was kind of like in the middle. And then he did his Miami chants and shit, and it turned it into a whole thing. So he definitely didn't invent the dance. But what happened was once he had a song with those words that's telling you how to do the dance, it basically took over the internet. So, you know what I'm saying? People that was new to doing the dance, they was doing it to that song. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it kind of got synonymous with Florida, but it really was like a Baltimore Philly thing.
Got it. Yep. Got it. Now, when people are using it on TikTok as a sound, does that, you know, you talk about monetization, does that link to any type of publishing or whatever?
Yeah,
or?
But it's lightweight. You know what I'm saying? It's lightweight. Small, unless you are all the way within the system and kind of have that shit set up beforehand.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But, you know, now that people, you could see before when we first put it out, you couldn't really, you could point to, all right, the Florida hood is doing it, right? But then it's like, ah, that ain't enough. Then it may come back a few years later. Now, look, college kids are doing it, plus the Florida kids. Whatever. But now you can see that it's permeating Generation Z across the board. So that's a way bigger audience to be able to tap into. So it's kind of like, let's look for the licensing deals that go along with that. You know what I'm saying? How we get that in a motherfucking video? How we get that in GTA 6? You know what I'm saying? How we get that into the next video game? How we get that into, you know what I'm saying,
right,
a movie? How we, you know what I'm saying? Somebody want to tap into a Gen Z audience in a in a very organic way that this is already doing. So now I think there's a better chance at getting it like that. So if anybody that listens, you know, they know anything, they do any ad campaigns or licensing music or, you know, working on GTA 6, you know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy.
I know somebody.
Oh, where?
I hit you up. I know. question. Yeah, because it's interesting. Like, just speaking of that, like, I seen, like, the boots on the ground line dance just kind of blowing up crazy too, and that shit came out of nowhere. Like, to me, like, it's a line dance, right? It's a line dance, and I think the guy who is, I guess, like the chip man of it all is like, his name is 803 Fresh. I want to say, and he's from South Carolina. I'm pretty sure he did not start it. But similarly, he kind of know how to like kind of give it the you know what I mean, the chorus, or like to bring it, to amplify it or whatever. So I kind of came to the whole boots on the ground shit in a whole different way. I remember seeing, you know, sometimes I just be in these comments, right? and just watching the chaos of the comments. You know what I'm saying? Just watching the comment beefs and people dunking on each other. People just, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes people kind of apologizing to one another, which is always rare, but it's like, it's kind of like, wow, it's heartening. But anyway, I was, there was one of these blogs on Instagram had posted, you know, Louis Vuitton did a fan, like, you know, like the fan yourself fan, right? Mm-hmm. And they had, I don't know, they had a model or something, but they, I think the fan was like $3,500, you know, it was leather, Louis leather and shit, you know, it was Louis, so you gonna pay. And then, so I was like, damn, I thought it was just a post about, you know, just look how expensive this fucking Louis fan is. That's what I thought it was. Sometimes you see them type of things. Well, can you believe, especially like Balenciaga's good for that. Can you believe this shit, this fucking box, this box tape fucking bracelet is $900, you know, that type of shit. This shit that looked like a towel. Anyway, so I was thinking, I went in the comments just to see that type of shit, people hating on it or whatever, when people calling each other broke and, you know, all that type of shit. And I don't remember if the caption said boots on the ground, but all I saw was like, it was like a chorus of people saying, they just be stealing our shit. They want our rhythm, but don't want our blues. Look at them capitalizing. And then some people were like, well, they did this a while ago. Da-da-da-da-da. So I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what's everybody upset about? What are they stealing? You know what I'm saying? So that had to kind of, I'm going, Googling, fan, yeah, fan, black fans, whatever. Then I saw boots on the ground and I started seeing all of this shit. And I said, oh, okay, it's some type of, I thought it was like just like a social media phenomenon. Mm. Then I went out a couple weeks ago when I went out to go see my sister. My sister bought some boots, had a fan and shit. And I said, yo, what's this? She's like, I'm on my boots on the ground. I said, oh, shit, this shit is a movement, especially my sister doing. I mean, you know, she got her own realm of social media that she be fucking with too. But I was like, oh, this shit is like impactful. Like, her and her squad, they doing it. And then, like, again, I haven't really dug super deep into it outside of a quick glance around the internet, but I'm seeing, you know, people posting, people, you know, doing little videos of them doing like the little line dance. You know, line dances I kind of always look at from afar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they be a little too convoluted. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, we talked about it. I sat out the electric slide. But I saw 803 Fresh on the Breakfast Club, and I was like, okay, this shit, like, there's some traction here, and he doing like a little lightweight tutorial for the host. Like, you know, people was invested, and it's funny that, you know, the Wu-Tang is spinning again, you know what I mean? Like, boots on the ground, you know, summertime is coming, you know what I'm saying? Summertime is definitely, you know, cookout season and all types of gatherings, and people is out in the world again, you know, first Saturday coming up pretty much probably all over the country, you know what I mean? And, you know, people going to be out there with these new, you know what I'm saying, these little choreo, you know, these culture moments, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, wow, it's interesting, you know? It's just, for me, particularly that type of shit, like, again, like, I see it, I don't always engage, but I peep it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, I'm like you with the gorilla fight. I'm like, oh, all right, go ahead, y'all. Just do what you're doing. I'm about to get me a drink.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me know how I see it, though. Bless.
Yeah. Toast. Cheers, y'all. Go ahead. Have fun. I'll jump back on a few. But,
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, the internet don't forget. So it's everything that gets there, it pops back up every now and again, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And right now that shit is up, so I gotta put some boots on the ground and figure out how to.
For sure. Like, Wu-Tang with it. Out here. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Shit. Yeah, dog. Anyway. All right, man. Shit. We could transform, I guess. I know you saw. I don't know if, did you want to talk about Sinners, or we could come back?
Yeah, go ahead. I need to watch it one more time.
I kind of do too. I want to.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's shit like a Kendrick Lamar record. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got all these different pieces. I'm like, I didn't even see that shit.
Right. Shit. It's layered.
I got to go back and watch this shit again.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm gonna check that shit out tomorrow, and then you know see what to do.
Okay.
I was ready, but you know what I'm saying, it's, I would rather see it one more time.
No, I dig it. I might fuck around and see it one more time too. Then, yeah, but we could definitely talk about it. Shit, they gave us the first. We finally had that power bye week, and yeah. Let me tell you some funny shit. This is like the algorithm in real life. You know, these last couple of weeks we've been talking about fucking, you know, famous and, you know what I'm saying? It was the heart of the show, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Why yesterday I'm walking down the block in the village, I see this nigga famous up the block. I said, oh, shit. I didn't even realize it was him until I passed. I said, yo, who is this nigga? I'm like, yo, he looked familiar. Who is this? I said, oh, shit, that was the kid famous.
After the pod, we were saying he was a, you know what I'm saying?
Satellite
character. I got a call, and they was just letting me know, kind of like, this is not, it's allegedly, and you know what I'm saying, all the things that you put, the asterisk, but he might have had a little substance problem. That's what, you know, caused him to have to leave the show, you know what I'm saying, in an unplanned way, you know what I'm saying? So they had to rewrite the second part of the season because, you know what I'm saying, his shit was kind of not in the right place. He needed to get some shit help. I'm not saying that out there just to say the truth. I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying, that's what I had heard.
That's what I had heard. Oh shit. Well, here that go. Went from famous to infamous. Well, there it go, man. I feel like that's it. Oh, let me say this before we go. Obviously, May 22nd, if you ain't get tickets already and you're in the DMV, particularly Virginia area, specifically Arlington, Virginia, and beyond. But if you're in that area, you know, I'm going to be at the Arlington Draft House May 22nd. That's coming up soon. I want people in there, boots on the ground, Wu-Tanging with it. I want that cracking. You know what I mean? Putting the tickets up probably tonight. They probably be up when you hear this. But June 5th, I'll be in Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cave. Tickets will be on sale ASAP, Austin, Texas. They probably on sale right now. And then June 26th through the 28th, I'm going to be in Batavia. Shout out to Batavia, Illinois. I'll be at Comedy Vault. Tickets are on sale, DamianLemon.com. Let's sell these shits out. Let's have the people in the building. Let's bring out these conversationalists. I want all y'all in the building, man. All the conversationalists. Let's make it a movie. Let's make it a night. Let's have a great time. The show, shit has been good. I've been feeling good about it, man. I'm talking some shit. But as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.